Thanks for joining me, Mr. Mitch Mason, Tar Heel chaplain for the UNC football team. Let's start off with the background of your journey. I imagine most people don't know that you are a pastor of a church. How about if you tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as an NCAA Division I chaplain at a major university like UNC?
I tell you what, Dr. Stolman, I never even remotely imagined that I would be sitting in the seat that I'm in right now. It was fun, definitely being a pastor, and I still am. But I tell you, I have to, you talk about the beginning of this journey, I have to go back to my college days, and that's where I was in college at Missouri Western State University out in St. Joseph, Missouri. And I was a young man that was I only saw one thing, and that was football. And I had so many people there to really help me, enlighten me, really, on that there were more things in life besides football. And so I had so many men and women, of course, as professors and coaches and just people, alumni, just people in that community that really helped change my thinking. And I'm a South Florida kid, and you ask, why did I go to school way out there? Well, I was trying to get out of South Florida, and that was the furthest school that was recruiting me. And
so, wow.
And so I committed to them sight on scene and didn't know anything about it, and it was just the furthest school recruiting me. So through those men and women that really impacted my life, I wanted to do the same for others. And so that's kind of what put me on the journey to one day become a pastor and then serve within the football and athletic community at a university.
Now, did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
I did. I had, starting off in high school, I had my coach, Al Sutton, my football coach and track coach and the weight training coach. He was kind of that guy that provided that tough love. He was really on me, as well as everyone else, and really, really a strict disciplinarian. But I also had some balance there with one of my teachers, Mrs. Smith, Marjorie Smith, who really helped me understand from an educational standpoint that if I wanted to play football, if I wanted to go to track or run track in college, I was going to have my education. And so she really helped me with that.
Well, that's interesting, especially, you know, working with students today. Some people feel that coaches need to be your a good friend so that they will listen to you and respect you. And then others feel that we're to pour into them, and sometimes that means that tough love and that discipline. And even though it's going to pinch them and hurt them, we know in the long run that it's going to be better for them.
That's right. That's right.
Now, being a former exceptional student athlete, now a leader of men during very influential years of their lives, it definitely requires being in many places, and that's physically and mentally at the same time. Now, how did you manage your time in college and even now today?
You know, I had, and it goes back to Dr. Stroman, the disciplinarian that I had in my life. Not only were my parents disciplinarians, meaning that, you know, before I went outside to play, I had to do my chores. I had to do my homework, and then I could go outside. And the same thing with my high school coach, Sutton. You know, before I could play, I had to make sure that I met all my academic requirements. So that was that form of discipline that I was familiar with. So when I got out to Missouri by myself, it was just second nature to me. And so so that really helped me, not to mention the people there, the coaches who provide accountability, and also people within that community that, you know, had a level of expectation for me. So with all of those checks and balances in place, it really motivated me, sometimes when I didn't feel like it, to do the right thing and be where I needed to be and do what I needed.
Well, I think it's always helpful to have people that will lean on us and bring out the best in us. And I know you definitely appreciate those mentors and teachers that did that for you. Now, there's no doubt most of the time, especially at a Division I, playing in the ACC, football takes up a lot of time. In fact, there's a lot of discussion nationally, NCAA, even people who aren't even close to the sport world. Everybody's talking about time management. I think it's important to not necessarily manage time, but manage yourself. But on the other side, we have to have a life. We have to have balance. We also want to enjoy things. So tell us, do you find time to read or watch television much? Any type of any favorite shows or books?
Absolutely. I love to read, and my undergrad was in English, and so it's just one of those things I enjoy doing. But I think some of the books right now that I really enjoy reading are some by author John Gordon. Writes a lot of inspirational, motivational books, books like, The Training Camp and The Energy Bus, and books along those lines that have really helped me. The Carpenter was another favorite of mine. And some of the shows now, I may throw a wrench in there on this one, but I'm not much of a television watcher. But when I do, and I do have some free time, you know, one of the shows that I watch called Naked and Afraid. And I know that's crazy, Dr. Stillman, but I love the fact that people are testing the waters and testing themselves by going out there in this wilderness, literally with nothing in there, and having to survive in these jungles and wilderness, things like that. So it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it.
Well, I don't know if I could take something like that. There are a lot of creatures out there that scare people, but for me, it's spiders. And if a spider jumped on me, I think I'd kind of lose the contest or the adventure.
But oh, I know, right?
Here's your choice question. What moves you to tears or to laughter? What brings out the emotion in you?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I would probably say working in this capacity, you're so behind the scenes, and you're really wanting to serve these coaches and athletes. I think the thing that probably I would say moves me to tears would probably be those thank you phone calls from parents. You know, there's nothing like a mom or a dad, you know, that is texting you or calling you at, 11:30 at night or something like that, saying thank you for being there for my son. You know, and it's just really, Dr. Stillman, I promise these parents that when they come and their sons come into this program, that it is my job to legitimately look after them. And I don't mean that from a standpoint of we want to make sure that they're the best athlete they can be. No, I mean that from a standpoint we want them to be the best young men that they could be. And so that moves me to tears to have those parents to say thank you and them appreciate that.
Well, certainly well stated. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Mr. Mitch Mason, Fellowship of Christian Athletes Chaplain of UNC Football. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Mr. Mitch Mason, UNC Chapel Hill's football team chaplain. Clearly, your faith is integrated in all your thoughts and actions. How have you been able to share the concept of love and care to young people?
You know, I think it goes back, Dr. Stroman, to, really just being transparent, I always say this to these guys, if you want to impact someone, if you want to impress someone, you tell them your accolades, but if you want to impact them, you tell them your failures. And I truly believe in being transparent, and I believe in being totally honest with these guys that, there have been mistakes that I've made. And I believe that through being honest and showing them that, I've had some times where I've messed up and I've made mistakes, that when they do make mistakes, they can see that if I made it through, then they can as well. So I'm pretty hands-on, and I'm pretty open when it comes to helping them and really demonstrating. It's like one of my favorite quotes is from St. Francis of Assisi, that Franciscan monk that said, preach a sermon, and when necessary, use words.
Yes.
And so I truly believe in that.
Well, it's about walking the walk, and especially when you're working with young people, they expect so much out of us, and we don't want to let them down, but we also have to balance we're human as well. So I think that's great that you're exposing them to true leadership. Now, there's no doubt that working in sport can be very competitive, and some people say there really is no space for collaboration. I disagree there. But what drives you, or how would you describe the secret sauce to your success or longevity in the business?
You know something? What gets me out of bed in the morning, what drives me, is the thought of me serving someone else. It's the thought of that promise that I made to that mom. Maybe she's a single parent and has loves her son and is going to be away from him. It's that thought of me promising her that there will be someone in her life to look after her son now that he's away from home. It's the thought of these young men who have just gotten on campus, who have never been out of their small towns or small communities. It's the thought of having them, guiding them, helping to guide them in the right direction, encouraging them, speaking that word of encouragement, picking someone up when they've had a tough game, if it's in a, dealing with football. That really drives me. I want these young men and these coaches as well to be successful, and sometimes a word of encouragement will do that. And so I believe that I'm here to help provide that word of encouragement.
Now, some people believe that it's too late when they're already in college. You've worked with young people, I'm sure, of all ages. Have you seen the same receptiveness out of a college student versus a elementary, middle school, or high school?
I sure have, even okay. more so, because in college, I think in high school, it's more of a, I want to discover that I can do these things. I want to discover this new environment, this new atmosphere. Whereas college, when they get here, it's like, hey, I thought it was going to be this way. Oh, my gosh, it's not. It's so overwhelming. What do I do now? Mm. And so being here, you really have that ear because they're open to receive a lot of, it's not necessarily my wisdom. I don't want to say that. But it's the experiences that I've had. And it's also, sometimes you let them, and I don't want to say this from a derogatory standpoint, but you let them make mistakes. You let
yes.
them fall.
Yes.
And so that they can understand that there is a different way. There's a better way. And sometimes after those mistakes, they're pretty open to hear other suggestions.
Wow, that's well stated. I'll tell you, I've worked with football. In fact, when I was in high school, I was the high school football manager. I love it that much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's still my favorite game to watch, even though I am a basketball player. Now, of course, with all that's going on with health and safety and concussions and things, I've had to, sit back and be more reflective about the game. But I just think, America has a love affair with sports. But in particular, this American football is just very, very intriguing. And once you get into the game and understand it, it definitely is a strong, strong attraction in that regard. Are there any sport executives or even non-sport leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Oh, man. There are. Being in football, obviously, there's some, coaches and executives that I look to and have looked up to for a while. There's your Herm Edwards and, of course, your Tony Dungy. And both of those gentlemen I've had opportunity to meet, sit down with. But then there are other ones that are kind of surprising that I just really admire and just kind of read some of their work, listen to some of their blogs and things like that. And one of them is Jean Chatsky. She is a financial guru, if you
yes.
can say that, at NBC. And just her financial tips over the years have really helped me. I've tried to apply them to my own personal life. And I love picking just different brains of people and different backgrounds in different arenas. But another one was the late, great Chuck Daly. Man, I loved Chuck Daly just from his basketball
yes.
mind and how it just really was parallel to life. And so those are a few that I love reading and hearing about.
Well, I can definitely relate to Chuck Daly. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Mr. Mitch Mason, Fellowship of Christian Athletes Chaplain of UNC Football. If you weren't the chaplain at UNC, whose job outside of sports would you love to have? Maybe thinking about some type of position that maybe back in high school or even middle school, junior high school, you would have said, oh, I wanted to do that.
I don't know if I've kind of open that can, but I've kind of spoke about it a little bit, and that's basketball. Dr. Strowman, I love basketball.
Now, are you a baller? Are you a baller, or do you play like a football player?
No,
okay.
Cannot be a basketball. Can't love without being a baller. Now.
Okay.
But I love, and particularly, not coaching, not being a GM. You know what? I would love to be a college basketball analyst.
Okay.
I would love to be a color commentator on the sideline, particularly March Madness. That was my dream job. So, like your Pat O'Briens, your Greg Gumbels, your Ernie Johnson, all those guys, man. I love that. Kevin Harlan, Gus Johnson. Oh yeah.
You're dropping all the names. You do know about it.
All those guys. You was the kid. Oh, you gotta love the man, Bill Raftery. So I love all those guys, and I've always, since I've been watching college basketball since, I don't know, early 80s, those have been some of my guys.
All right, so there is a big, controversy out there. Of course, I don't believe people who say there's no such thing as analytics or analytics is messing up the game of basketball. Or do you talk the numbers and stuff, or are you more on the feel and subjectivity?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I talk numbers but now I only talk numbers over a longer period of time. I don't like to do two or three games, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm an analytics guy. But I do pay attention to it, particularly when it comes to basketball free throw percentage over a course of, you know, 82 games over the last 3 years. It's going to kind of remain the same or in the same ballpark. When it comes to that, then yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to remember this because I do the women's basketball. I'm the color analyst, so don't be surprised if I call you and say, come on down, give us your take on the game. So you get ready.
Oh, I'd love to. Listen, I can go back and we can watch film on you at Jenkins. You know, we can go back and we can look at the form. We can see if the elbow's in. We can see if the follow-through is right.
All right. I'm going to remember that. Remember that for sure. Mr. Mason, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair, retired, watching the NBA or NFL, if you reflect back on your very accomplished career, what do you want people to remember you for?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Doc, I would probably say just my kindness and my willingness to serve. It is truly not about any accolade. It is not about being on any camera or doing any show or speaking at any big venue. Those are all great. It's fine. But at the end of the day, I want to be that guy that they say, hey, behind the scenes, he really helped me. He really encouraged me when I needed it the most. So I hope that's what they say, and that's what I'm working towards. But again, it's truly not about me. It is honestly about these people, these young men, these coaches, this university, and just really, really having a heart and demonstrating a heart to serve.
Excellent. Well, before you go, would you give us a few words on this year's team, how they adjusted chemistry-wise, and your impact or any comments or thoughts about this year's team?
You know, every team is different, and I think this year's team is kind of finding their identity. You know, we, of course, go by the motto, we have your back and we got your back, and we truly do. But I think this year, as every game comes, I think that we're being more solid in our identity and who this, you know, 2016 team is. And that is a bunch of guys that are hard workers and really demonstrate their leadership by their work ethic.
Yes. Well, thanks again for spending time today, Mr. Mitch Mason, the UNC football team chaplain.